Diary. Geelong, Victoria, Australia. March 25th, 1900. We left Geelong Friday, March 23rd at 8 o'clock a.m., I having an appointment to speak to the church at North Fitzroy Sabbath forenoon. We had a good, intelligent congregation, and I spoke from Matthew 6, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt," etc. Verse 19. That evening we were in Geelong. Sunday I spoke in the beautiful hall that is secured for meetings, to follow up the efforts that shall be made to bind off the work begun at the camp meeting. The Lord is good. He gave me strength to speak to the people in this hall Sunday afternoon to about 200 people. Brother Farnsworth spoke in the evening. I do not know more. I will learn of the meeting later. Now this morning at 8 o'clock, I go to Melbourne, and at 5 o'clock take the cars for Sydney. We shall meet Elder Daniels and John Wessels in Melbourne. They take the boat on Wednesday for Africa. W.C. White and Sarah and Brother Daniels went on to the sailing vessel for Africa. They reported a nice, large boat. This place, Geelong, will have a company to take their position upon the truth, and God will bless them. Already the meeting house question is a live one. I am glad that one Brother Watson is able to do something in the building of a house of worship. When he embraced the Sabbath, he was receiving £3.10 per week. But his employer turned him off. Then he was somewhat troubled as to what he should do. His business is that of a tester of wool. He has skill and understanding in trading in wool. He commenced business on his own account and did well. Then other firms wished him to take their means and invest in wool. He did this, receiving £10 per week. Then this firm, where he had been employed, wanted him back. He gave a decided refusal, but said he would work for them in taking their money and purchasing for them. They placed in his hands £600. He found a good chance and invested £800. This brought to his employer double, yes, triple, his money value. But he trades for many firms, and his wages are often £20 per week. His employer now sees his mistake and urges him to come back. But he will not go. He gave $125 to the expense of the camp meeting and £20 for the sanitarium, and he will be able to do something large in the putting up of a church building in West Geelong. There is a man and his wife who have taken their stand on the Sabbath. This man is retired on his property. He will help build the meeting house. There is now the work to be carried on by house-to-house workers in giving Bible readings and instruction wherever they can get in. But Elder Daniels going to Africa and Elder Farnsworth to Tasmania makes the working forces short.